after the first one.
Sky Sivan, which is Ruach Lilovitz is your side. June 21st, we're on page Kukhov Dalit. Very beautiful guide from a great person through Shmona Esrei. We continue. Bracha Shlish is Ata Kadosh. First paragraph on Kufchov Dal. The third bracha is Ata Kadosh. Bo is Kadosh Atzma. And he should sanctify himself. The Yasim Elibo Kamarash Vechilur Adi Yeshla Malacha Ashar Term Yomru Kadosh Hashem. And you should think about how much of a commotion and trepidation and trembling the ministering angels have before they say Kadosh Hashem. Some of it we describe in Piyutim, how the Malachim tremble, and so on. Some of it in Kedusha itself. Ech yotzi mipiv Kedusha Hashem beli ema v'chalchola v'havon. How can he allow the sanctity of Hashem come out of his mouth without fear and quaking and understanding? V'kama hachonos osi malach ashar teram teitzei Kedusha Hashem mipiim. How much preparation they make before they say the Kiddush of Hashem. How could a person not purify and sanctify himself before allowing the words Atah Kadosh and Kadosh Kadosh to come out of his mouth? Very interesting thing. This is something that the Poskim tell us to do at Shema Yisrael. But he says to do it in Atah Kadosh, which makes is very understandable. He should take to heart the goal of making a Kiddush Hashem publicly. As if he'd be forfeiting his life, giving up his life for Kiddush Hashem. Kedushas Taraso, and the holiness of his Torah. He should desire this to sanctify Hashem's name. Doesn't mean a person should be looking to die, but that he has that level of commitment. Kasher malachi asharis mekadshim shmo b'chilur other v'gil. Just as the malachi asharis sanctify Hashem's name with trepidation, but also joy. V'yachavin atzmo b'simcha v'agia l'madrega l'kadosh shmo. And he should prepare him, he should focus himself, actually, Yikon, he should prepare himself with joy when he reaches the level of Kiddush Hashem. And he should hope to desire to be counted among the Malachim that sanctify Hashem's name. And to be a true witness, witness, one who testifies, benafsho v'damu, with his soul and with his blood, Hashem emes v'taraso emes, Hashem is true and his Torah is true, gam yasim aliva l'kadosh atzmo b'mutar. There was one more thing you should also think about. It's a phrase from the Chazal, kadosh atzmecha b'mutar l'ach, sanctify yourself even with that which is permissible to you, which means being a little bit of a parish, a little bit abstemious. That, part of Kiddush is not just keeping the halacha, but even things that are permissible, not necessarily basking or indulging in. So you should have in mind that he's a kadosh. He doesn't take every pleasure for himself. Refraining. Yeah. Which is part of what Kiddush really means. Yeah. So we have thinking about how the Malachim do it, and the Ema, thinking about being a Kiddush Hashem, even at the extent of one's life, and lastly, Kaddish Atzmecha B'Mutzolach. The Omro Ata Chonein, Shehiatz Cholas Atzvila. So the first three are the Shevach. Ata Chonein starts the actual petitionary section of Shemoneh Esrei. Tefillah really means asking Hashem for your needs. So Atah Chonein is where we actually get to tefillah. The first three were introduction, which, by the way, is why the Rishonim say that's why it starts with its own praise. The other bracha is Slach Lanu Avinu, Hashiveinu Avinu Sarasecha. They start right away with a request. Atachone and starts again with the praise. Atachone lodem dasim lamed danashbina. Doesn't start with chaneinu meitzcha de abina vasko. So the Rishonim say not only do you have shevach in the shevach section, but the beginning of the petitionary section also starts with the shevach. That's how they explain it. So when he gets up to Atachone, which is the beginning of tefillah, yosim alibo kirosh lekol tefillah ibakashas das. He should take to heart how the beginning of every prayer is the request for das. Kol brias ha'adam l'chachma v'das zoi ilasa. The whole creation of man is for chachma and das, and that's his like higher madrega. L'kach amru atachonin l'adam das l'adam dafka. That's what you say. You gave man das. U'b'mat naschinam. It's funny. We could say it every day, and I think of it that way. Atachonin l'adam das is saying, of all the creatures in the world, you gave one of them das, such a gift. It's what makes us what we are, and it's a matnas chinam. It's given us a gift. Ki ma ra bori ha'olam lasis l'adam me'adam das. Again, he's giving another daher. Adam has the connotation of adam in adama. Creature, it's basically dirt. What are we? You gave this creature, who's an earthworm, who's a pound of dirt, you gave him das. But das b'shamayim imal, to know what's in the heaven above, b'chol ofnim erkava v'kisei kavad, y'chilo, v'das kol tzirufei shema, shevehem yatzar ha'olam. He's talking about the highest things people can know, but ma'isim erkava, and the combinations of names of which Hashem created the world. These are things that you know, in Kabbalah one can know. Ein ze elachem lo yaseir ein sof. This is the ultimate mercy, infinite. V'al ze yorid ha'adam kenachal dima levakish deya me Hashem b'mat naschinim. And for this, a person should have streams of tears and to ask for Hashem has given us such a gift, and he's willing to do it. Like we're overcome with emotion. What do I don't deserve this. You should have in mind, especially like Bacharim, Hashem should give them an understanding heart in Torah. Upasuach l'Torah's emes, v'lo shal shovach, as Hashem should be open to the truth of Torah and not vanity. He explains what he means. L'shem gaiva v'kinter chalila. My mind is just attuned how to know something so I can one up the other guy or sound smart, be haughty, argue. That's not Torah's Hashem. Ki ech yivakish me'Hashem losis l'davah she'ena l'ratzon l'fanav. How could he ask for Hashem to give him something that Hashem doesn't want? Because I'll say very harsh things about a person who learns for Lel Lishma or just wants to sound smart or wants to be haughty. So, Rinos and Abishit's repeatedly showing us how Shemona Esrei is like a self-check. How could I be asking for this if I'm like this? So how, if I'm asking for das because I want to sound smart. So why should Hashem give me das? If I'm asking for the das of Torah, it better be for the reasons why the giver of the Torah wants me to have it. What we ask from a human being, something that afterwards he won't be happy with? You know, ask for something from a person that you're going to use against them. They're upset with you. A person asks for $100, asks for money so he can buy a hammer and a noisy mill, and then I'm your neighbor. Richard, can I borrow money for a drum set? When I come home late at night, I like to unwind that way. Who would ask for something from a person that he knows it's going to harm the person? Same thing. How can a person ask, give me das, so by way of this I can be proud and sort of have dominion? Like authority over the tzibur. It's not l'shem shemayim, which we're warned about in Pirkei Avos and elsewhere. I'll be happy with the lack of chachma of my friends. I just want to be the one who's, you know, I want to be smarter than everybody else. So I'm not hoping for more knowledge of Torah, I'm hoping for less. And I'll be honored by their shame. You know, if he's wrong and I'm right. And I can declare things that are really tahar to be tameh. To be mazbe panim means to show an angle of something that's not true. So I'll be able to say incorrect interpretations of Torah. Therefore, he should have kavanah that his chachma da should all be l'shem shemayim. Shetia chachma chachmas emes. Reach the truth of Torah, it's true chachma. Yasim kavanas al bonav etzatzav sheyu kulam b'nei Torah. He should also think about his children, his descendants. They should all be b'nei Torah. V'imzochel talmidim yik kavanaso ala talmidim sheyu shleimim b'mada v'yira v'lo yilimudim shelo l'shem shemayim b'kinto chas shom. Same thing if he has talmidim. All their knowledge. These are all the things you should have in mind. There should be a lot of das in the world, and there should be Talmidei Chachamim, many Talmidei Chachamim in Klal Yisrael. Okay.